From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. This morning, a lone cellist played as Pope Benedict XVI visited Ground Zero in New York City. The pontiff wraps up his U.S. visit today, and we have several reports, including one on last night's youth rally in Yonkers, New York, and we'll talk to an outspoken author and Benedictine nun about the Catholic Church and women. First to NPR's Mike Pesca, who was at Ground Zero. Mike, tell us what happened there.
This was a very solemn event in keeping with how important the site is and the events that took place there. It was, we did hear the cellist, and that was actually something of a surprise, because beforehand it was billed as a near silent ceremony. The cellist was playing some Bach selections, and that's a composer I happen to know is a favorite of Pope Benedict XVI. He descended a very long ramp in his Pope mobile. That ramp is always there because where he was in the pit at Ground Zero is an active construction site. And he was surrounded by all the construction equipment. He gave a silent prayer. For a while, he just knelt in prayer. And then he spoke. And the only thing he spoke aloud was a prayer where he not only talked about Ground Zero, but mentioned Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the Pentagon as well.
What was the reaction to the Pope's visit to Ground Zero? What were people saying?
After the Pope gave his prayer, he met in front of everyone inside the pit with about 20 or 25 relatives of victims of 9/11. Most of these people were invited there because they had won a lottery. And the procedure was that Cardinal Egan of New York would give a couple of words about who these people were. He would say, oh, this is the sister of a Port Authority policeman who died, or this is the wife of someone who worked at Cantor Fitzgerald. They were the biggest firm to lose people in 9/11. And in some cases, the people would speak one or two words with the Pope, but in some cases, they would speak for almost a minute with the Pope, and they all seemed, afterwards and after receiving his blessing, they all seemed to have positive reactions to that.
NPR's Mike Pesca in Lower Manhattan. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.